This week, military service members and veterans have been telling their stories to friends and family members at the WMUK studios. It's part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative. The oral history project StoryCorps was launched in 2003. Military Voices is the latest special initiative over the last decade. David Isay is the founder of StoryCorps.
And in many ways, you know, Kalamazoo is the birthplace of this Military Voices initiative because it was talking to Gordon Bolar, who runs the station, about his son Matthew, who was killed in Iraq when we were in Kalamazoo, or we had just left Kalamazoo for our visit there, that inspired this initiative so that we could collect and honor these stories and give folks in the military, people and their family, the chance to have these conversations and leave them for history and leave memorials to loved ones who were lost, talk about what their experiences were like overseas, and so forth.
Let's talk a little bit more about our general manager, Gordon Bolar's involvement here. Our audience and people across the country who listen to NPR may have heard the interview that you did with Gordon Bolar back in November. And he also was at an event in Washington, D.C. when the Military Voices Initiative was launched. So is Gordon and, you know, his late son, Matthew, are they really at the nexus of the launch of Military Voices Initiative?
Absolutely. StoryCorps we're going to celebrate our 10th anniversary in October of 2013. As you said, we opened in 2003. There have been many remarkable moments, you know, and one of the most, you know, memorable and moving moments for me was seeing the letter from Gordon the day that Matthew died to my staff talking about his loss. My staff had just left. And getting to know Gordon subsequently in the months after that, you know, was really where the spark for this idea to honor post-9/11 vets came about. So the fact that we're in Kalamazoo now is kind of a homecoming for us. You know, this is really where it was born, and we hope that this project overall honors Matthew's spirit. And in so many ways, it was born from Gordon and his family's loss. I know that when we opened in Kalamazoo on Tuesday, I got an email from Gordon that happened to be Matthew's 31st birthday. So in many ways, everything comes full circle for us this week as we record these stories in Kalamazoo.
Do military members and their families need a place like this? Is this something that's been lacking, an opportunity for them to tell the stories about what they've experienced, maybe not just in the theater of war, but on the home front as well?
I think so. I mean, I just was handed a piece of paper about the project, and I see that, you know, we were projected to record about 680 interviews over the course of the project, and I just saw that we still have 6 months to go. We've already recorded 677, which speaks to the need for families to come in and have this experience. You know, it's very similar in some ways to the 9/11 project that we did, where we'd see people come to StoryCorps who were tired of being, you know, kind of prodded by, you know, people in white lab coats and so forth and ask questions. StoryCorps is a public service, and we're there to serve the people who come to the booth. And I think that many folks in the military, you know, feel that coming to StoryCorps and telling their story with a colleague or a family member is something that they're doing for history. They know that this goes to the Library of Congress, that it becomes part of American history, that, you know, 500 years from now, their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren will get to hear these stories. And while some folks may feel that going to a therapist is something they're not comfortable with, feel somehow self-indulgent, coming to StoryCorps and leaving this record to be part of American history is something that people are more comfortable with. Now, we are not therapists in any way, but it is an opportunity for people to talk, and it's an opportunity for people to be listened to. And I think that, you know, part of what's at the core of StoryCorps is that this act of being listened to by a colleague, by a friend, by a family member, you know, reminds people how much their lives matter.
You mentioned that you're awfully close to that 680 number of interviews that you had hoped to do. So are you going to set a new goal, or are you just happy that that you're going to get to reach so many people?
We deliver as much service as we possibly can. So we're going to go as high as we possibly can. And I think that there's obviously such a need and interest in both what we're recording and the stories that we broadcast. And, you know, the way it works is that we broadcast one out of every many hundred stories on Weekend Edition, and I'm sure locally you'll be broadcasting some of the local stories that we record. But there's an interest in doing these recordings and in hearing the excerpts of the recordings. And I should say that for us, you know, no story is any more valuable than any other story. Some just have this kind of broader audience where it's appropriate to play it for a larger group of people, but that doesn't mean it's any more valuable than any other interview. So we'll try to do as many interviews as we possibly can, and I think we are going to try and extend the initiative beyond the original year that it was planned to be, because we haven't come close to meeting the demand for our services in this area.
Are you also trying to get into as many areas as you can geographically to give as many veterans and military families the chance to participate as you can?
Yeah, no, we're all over the country. I don't have a list here of the number of cities we've been in or bases we've been to, but it's dozens, and our people are constantly traveling and recording these stories.
StoryCorps founder David Isay. You can find links with more information about StoryCorps and the Military Voices Initiative at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.